You know, I was just thinking, I just did some remodeling work. And, as I was leaving that house, it reminded me of the past, you know. Because I lived in that house for like 18 years. I don't know, maybe 12 years, I don't remember. But anyway, I was connected to that house pretty much my whole life. And so I was remodeling, and the whole thing's changed. It's a different looking house now on the inside compared to some what I'd done. But anyhow, I was thinking about growing up. Everybody tried to put some kind of identity on me. Bizarro land. It's like I used to. They thought they knew me. They tried to put some kind of identity. And I'm sure they're doing it to you. And you, to really to step in your true identity, you're gonna have to cut some people off because they're bringing up stuff that's not even you. It's based on the past that they thought, their understanding, their view, what they thought you were thinking. It's not even you. And before you get saved, you almost believe what they're saying. They try to put some kind of identity on you that's not even you. Bizarro land. Twilight zone. So I was thinking, I don't have a problem with these people, but if they want to come back in my world, they're not going to get this. You cut them off or they cut you off or however it works is because you don't step in that fake reality anymore. When you step out of the fake reality into your true identity, they have to either leave or to accept you as you are. But they can't accept you as you are because they created some kind of false reality in their mind that's not even real. And so when you act real in front of them and you don't acknowledge or you don't accept or you don't receive some kind of negativity, some kind of doubt, some kind of worry, some kind of fear, some kind of conspiracy that, you know, the UFOs are going to take over or whatever it is. When you don't accept it anymore and you never accept it, you just put up with it. They thought you accepted it, and I guess it's your fault because you thought, well, I'll be nice to them, but it wasn't real. And so when you start calling them out on the fake reality and you call them out on what's real and say, this ain't real, just like with the Democrats. The Supreme Court did right. But if you're dealing with a Democrat, they're in a fake reality. So when you speak truth, they're going to walk away from you. They're going to leave you. If you got a family member who believes in killing babies and you speak the truth, they're going to walk away. Because they don't want to hear the truth. Do you understand what I'm saying? So it's the same with the fake identity they had of you. It's not even real. It never was real. They live in some fantasy bizarro land. Maybe you were in a situation that you had to be, but you were on the way out of it. You were working your way out, but they saw you and they identified you with that situation. You might have been married to a narcissist and you were trying to escape. You're trying to figure it out. And they tried to identify you with what the narcissist was saying about you. Wasn't even real. It wasn't even real. It wasn't real. And the narcissist trying to put you in jail, trying to do everything they can to destroy you. And the people around you were thinking it was you when it wasn't. And when you got them out of your world and you don't accept it, well, do you still think about this? No, I don't think about that person. That person did me a favor. I learned what narcissism is. That divorce did me a favor because I had to wake up to what narcissism is and what Jezebel spirit is and what this reality is. And I had to come out of the dreamland. They want you stuck in dreamland for real. I could see past the 501(c) fake reality. You better not miss a day of church. Well, I thought it was faith alone. I thought you were trying to build up the saints, but you're trying to put me back under law? Let him be accursed that preaches another gospel. What are you talking about, miss church? I am the church. Those that worship must worship in the spirit and the truth.
Well,
it says don't forsake the assembling of yourself together. Well, it's in the book of Hebrews, number one. It was to the Hebrews. But number two, even if it does apply to the church, why do I go to church and you talk about the world? You talk about football and basketball and somebody who's got a spiritual gift. You try not to let me exercise my gift because you think your authority above God. Because you think you're smarter than somebody when you're not, because you can't even hear deep spiritual truths. So they try to shut down your spiritual gift. They try to take away your identity. They try to put you back under legalism. They try to put some kind of identity on you that's not even you. And the sad part is there's probably a lot of people out there walking around and they're walking in some identity that somebody else put on them instead of what your spiritual gift is. That's your identity in Jesus. Your true identity is just in Christ, but you have spiritual gifts. And if they try to block it, whether it's singing, whether it's teaching, whether it's evangelism, and they try to shut it down, why? Because they want you to fit into their little box, their little program. And if you go online and exercise your gift, the legalist and the Freemason system is going to try to shut you down. And so nobody listens because you're setting the captives free. So they're going to make up stuff about you, lie about you, defame you, persecute you, mock you. Come on and subscribe to the 1333 crowd. Will subscribe to your channel and cause division and discord. That's why I like my own state, my own website, because I don't have to deal with all that drama, fake reality drama.
What can I get for you?
Chicken tenders and a mac and cheese and a large ice water.
All right, anything else?
That's it. So they want you to be in a fake world with them. They want you either in the pig pen with them, the lies they believe, the false identity that they try to project about themselves. They want to be your teacher or your go-to for trouble. I mean, every time they want to put some kind of identity instead of you dealing with a person equal. I got a friend of mine. We in her text. I deal with her equal. She understands deep spiritual truth. I deal with her as an equal. But when they try to put you back under some kind of inequality where they're above you and they know better because they got a better job or they got a nicer house or something, it's fake reality. It's fake reality, people. Don't you understand? You received fake reality, and to break free from it, to break free from the fake reality is a metamorphosis. And when you change, those people still in that fake reality, they have to go away. Whether they leave or you leave, they're going to go away unless they enter into the real deal. A prophet's not known in his own hometown. So a saint's not known in his own hometown or her hometown. So the saint who's really seated in the heavenlies, affections above, you're dealing with people who have affections below and claim to be saved, and most of the time they're not, they've never been born again, but they think they are because they've never missed a day of church, for real.